But it actually, at the pre-bid meeting, they thought that they would finish the project in the spring of 2011. Well, that's actually when it started. So the project started right around in the spring of 2011, and it was supposed to finish 220 days after, and it's still going on today, maybe about 90% done. And, you know, Mana Trees, the contractor of the project, had some problems with delays in getting it done on time.
Now, Matt Entis, the president and CEO of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, had indicated to you that this should not take this long to complete. And what steps are they taking now to move forward through their frustrations?
Well, you know, it's out of their hands. They don't have a whole lot of control in getting the project done. And it's, you know, the city administers it, and it went to bid, and Mana Trees won the bid with the lowest responsible, as the lowest responsible bidder. Their hands are tied, and the city also said they felt that their hands were tied when they gave the bid to Mana Trees, because according to Commissioner Stephen Stepniak, Public Works Commissioner, they weren't aware of any problems with Mana Trees at the time that the contract in August of 2010 went out to bid, and that they came as the lowest bidder. So they were bound by New York State bidding laws, which says you have to choose the lowest responsible bidder. And at the time, there were no red flags that they were aware of.
The link in your story to Mana Trees in the city of Buffalo links directly to a contribution by the company owner to Mayor Brown's campaign.
Right. The donation was about $16,500 in 2009, and then another $500 in 2010, both before the project went out to bid. And, you know, we asked the Commissioner Stepniak if that influenced anything in this process, and he said that it did not, and he thought that the question was offensive.
Is there anything else that stuck out to you that was revealing and a bit glaring to you in this report?
Yes, I think what came up in the recorded meeting, where there was at least one subcontractor there, and some of the stakeholders and some of the project managers, was that we found that there's at least three subcontractors who have complained to the city about not getting paid by Mana Trees. And the city says that Mana Trees signed paperwork that basically says, I am paying my subcontractors. And we found just a couple of days ago that a lien has been filed against Mana Trees on the project for non-payment, and that has been handed to the city's legal department, and they're trying to work through that. It's not filed with the clerk's office yet, though. We were told that a lien has been filed, and so there's some complaints out there that subcontractors aren't getting paid on the job. And one of them says that he's owed about $200,000, and in the audio, he says that he's been chasing down Mana Trees for a while trying to get that.
Have you had any response directly from the mayor or the mayor's office besides Steve Stepniak?
No. And we also were unable to get the president of Mana Trees to return phone calls either.
Dan Telvac of Investigative Post, thank you so much for sharing your story with our audience.
Thank you. Pleasure.